Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast, sponsored by Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. I think we're going to be talking about a topic that is going to be of interest to you. The topic is going to be unattended retail. So I recently read an article, and the title of the article was The Future of Unattended Retail. Forgive me as I look at my notes and read some of this article to you. The article says, consumers use unattended retail channels because they like shopping at their own pace. They gave a few statistics here. 49% prefer it because it's faster. 34% prefer it because it's shorter lines. And this one surprised me just a little bit. 33% preferred it because they didn't have to talk to employees. That kind of surprised me just a little bit. Now, this next bit of information, I think, is really telling as to the direction that unattended retail is going. So pay close attention to what I'm going to share with you right here. The article says, consumers want to shop via vending machines or self-serve kiosk would not only pay more per purchase, but they would also make more purchases. I thought that was pretty interesting to hear that. So if you are considering the unattended retail space, then you're certainly going to want to pay close attention today and take good notes. My guest today is Michael Hume, and Michael is the Chief Marketing Officer and a board member of Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. Michael, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Linda. Wonderful to join you today.
Absolutely. You know, Michael, unattended retail, that's kind of a new term to me, but it's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It has. It's not a term that is really used in the public sphere all that often, but it's a much broader term than vending because there are so many opportunities for people to purchase products or interact with a non-person to end up with the goods they're trying to get in today's world. It is the future. Certainly the younger generation, the millennials and such, have grown up with that. It's expected for them. And I think the marketplace has certainly adapted over time to that.
Yeah, you know, and Michael, you're probably way too young to remember this, but I remember when I was a young girl, that was back when gas was 19 cents per gallon, when we had gas wars. Nobody knows what that is anymore. But I remember my dad driving into the gas station, and that's all it was. It was just a gas station. And an attendant would come out and pump the gas, and my dad would pay him and we would leave. Well, that is so rare anymore. So service stations, gas stations, those are unattended retail now, aren't they?
Absolutely. And then, by the way, I'm not too young to remember that. I remember those days well myself. But that was one of the first avenues that we got used to as a society of self-serve. And now look how it has expanded into grocery stores. I mean, 10 years ago, we did not have self-serve. In grocery stores, certainly not to anywhere near the level we do now. And now often you'll see a line there and not a line over where there's the attendant.
You're exactly right. And maybe that is supporting what this article says, that they don't want to deal with the employees. So, you know, maybe that's why that line is just a little bit longer there. But I was thinking a little more about that this morning, and as I had been reading these articles, and it seems like this unattended retail is a disruptor for product delivery. Are you seeing any changes outside of it just being vending machines?
Well, it certainly is a disruptor for virtually everything. It's at least becoming that. We don't really see that yet. I often joke at the fact that, well, it's not a joke, but the reality that other countries, particularly in Asia, have been embracing vending and purchasing products out of machines of whatever type for a long, long time. And for years, I would joke that before long, we're going to see cars being vended out of vending machines. But that is the reality with such companies as that are on the market now, such as Carvana and others that are not vending machines, but it is unattended retail.
Mm-hmm. You know, this article actually went on to say that this is a delivery method that that brick and mortars stores are really looking into as another way of delivering their products and expanding the territory they're able to cover as well.
Right. Even within the footprint of the brick and mortar, they've realized often that they're limited by the brick and mortar. Now, outside of that, in true vending, you're not limited by that at all. But in the bigger picture, when you look at the opportunities in unattended retail, it allows you to adapt and be much more nimble within the confines of the building, even. Mm-hmm. So you will find when unattended retail goes far beyond food products mm-hmm. and far beyond healthy products. But the reality of being able to vend virtually anything out of the environment, I'm using the term vend because I'm so used to mm-hmm. saying that, but the idea of a micro market or an environment that you walk into, a room that is basically a large walk-in, like you walk into a refrigerator, walk-in vending machine, and purchase, pick up your products and such. And you can do that with virtually anything. And so brick and mortar have learned how they can adapt their interior to make it more user-friendly by making an environment that people can be more self-sufficient, which back to the article that you referenced in the beginning.
So, Michael, you just threw out another term that maybe some of our listeners are not familiar with, and that's micro market. So what does that look like, Michael?
Micro market allows for an individual to go in and purchase virtually anything off the shelf or behind doors that they want. And they'll scan the product and pay for it often through cards that are built into the system. Or they can pay with a card at that point. Typically, they have cameras on the room and such, and it's in an environment that is certainly designed for people to be trusted, but there's the safety or security measures in that as well. But it allows for people to have more freedom of choice and have options. It's typically a much bigger footprint than a vending machine because a machine or two or three might be a component of the micro market, but not where you need to pay for it out of the machine. You basically are able to open the door, get the drink or whatever the product is out of it. But it can be, again, virtually anything that someone would want to buy off of a shelf that as you walk into a department store or a convenience store and in all set up where it's one final payment method for everything that you pick up. Back to the multi-purchases that you spoke of in your opening comments on the article as well. People are purchasing more products in an unattended retail environment than they would traditionally out of any vending machine.
You know, when you're talking about the micro markets, the first thing that comes to my mind, Michael, is sometimes this little small hotels that don't have restaurants. They have a little section that is close to the registration or the check-in. Is that sort of like a micro market?
It is. Yes, it is. Catered and designed specifically for that environment. That's exactly what that would be.
So now that we've kind of set the stage for what unattended retail is and for micro markets, Let's talk a little bit about Naturals to Go's role in expanding that and helping individuals become business owners by owning these vending machines and these micro markets. So talk to us a little bit about what role is Naturals to Go playing in this?
Great question, Linda. Naturals to Go is certainly a community, first of all, a family in many ways as you look at this. And as we have broadened our scope, both globally, expanding outside of the U.S. and also in the types of products that we want to be able to supply, it's open-ended. It is very much the unattended retail environment. And we believe in offering multiple different avenues for entrepreneurs to join this family, to be in this community. And it's not the same for everyone. So the products available in the future are far beyond what people would traditionally think of when they think of Naturals to Go, which is healthy vending. That's certainly our footprint. It is a stamp that we wear proudly, and we're excited that we have influenced basically eating habits throughout the society with that. And it's largely our foot in the door for our operators to get into environments. But then our operators can expand, and they can expand. So if you look at it this way, Linda, they can expand vertically or horizontally. So an operator could choose to expand vertically, and basically continue to purchase more and more and more of the same machine, right? The traditional drink and snack machine with healthy vending in mind. And we have operators that have hundreds of machines based on that model, but they also have the opportunity to grow horizontally and broaden their scope into micro markets, into different types of vending machines, frozen machines, heated machines, ambient machines. Virtually any opportunity that allows for someone to purchase products, not just food, out of an unattended environment is the future for Naturals to Go.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, Michael. And do you find sometimes, though, that a brand new owner-operator comes in and think that they are in the vending business, and then they realize it's so much bigger than that?
It is so true. It is so true. They're really in the people business is what they're in. They're not even in the unattended retail business. They're in the people business. It happens to be in the realm of unattended retail, but it opens up so many doors. And our operators come in often with a limited view. And part of that is by design, meaning we know all of the products we have to offer. And now everyone that watches this podcast will know all of the products that we have to offer. But sometimes that's a little too much information up front. And we know what is the best vehicle to get into the locations that we secure for our operators right from the very beginning. So we know what gets the foot in the door and then what can expand beyond that. So operators get a touch of that and understanding it, but once they're up and running and they not only see the other options, but recognize the need and get asked questions in the marketplace about other options, the light bulb goes on and they really start to see the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Michael, I want to back up just a little bit because you talked about being in the people business. Now, why does Naturals to Go feel that it's so important for their operators to really understand that they're in the people business?
It starts with our culture. Internally within the company, we are a business of people like-minded that recognize the opportunity for us to empower others, sometimes beyond what they even know themselves up front. And as we empower them through the tools and resources and skill sets that are within the company, it opens up again more and more doors. That's being in the people business. You can be an extrovert and obviously be a people person. You could be an introvert such as myself and still be up in the people business and have the opportunities that exist. And we have a culture and a system, frankly, that encourages that, welcomes it and We have seen now many cases where people, as I touched on before, didn't even know they had that skill set within themselves until they started interacting with the company and the personnel. That whether it has to do with their account manager, first of all, from the sales process, when they're working with someone who is a startup consultant in the company, and we're very transparent in talking to our prospects. We don't talk to a person who's looking about getting into vending about all the wonderful things. Well, we do talk about that, but we don't only talk about it. We talk about the realities of the business and the opportunities and the challenges that can come with that. And then that flows when they start to work with their account manager, then with their on-site locator. They work hands-on with several different people in the company. And all of that is interaction. And if we were not a people-centric, a people-driven company, it just would not be conveyed the way that it is. This really opens up doors for the individual and for their opportunities.
Yeah, that's great, Michael, because I have to tell you, so many companies, they say, oh, we're family. But some of those companies look like they're rather dysfunctional, to tell you the truth. but with this, with Naturals to Go, it really sounds like you do embrace those new owner operators and set them up for success. So if somebody is listening right now, Michael, and they've been looking at vending and they've never heard of unattended retail or micro markets, what would you suggest that they do? Where would you suggest that they go to get a little more information about how we might be able to, Naturals to Go might be able to set them up in this, and how we would set them up for success? What are some of the things that we do to set them up for success?
Right. Well, first, Linda, in how to start to get the education, let me just start with that. There's a couple different ways. Obviously, our website is available for quite a bit of good information and videos and stories, the real life scenarios of some of our operators. But most of the people, or I should say at least many of the people that come to us to learn, come through what we call a franchise consultant or a broker. These are people who specialize in putting people in business for themselves as entrepreneurs, and they often have hundreds and hundreds of different businesses in their inventory, and they frequently refer them to Naturals to Go. What's beautiful about that is they're really looking to see what's a good fit for that individual. This is not for everyone. We don't try to say that it is, but it's for a whole lot of people. It's a very broad-based opportunity that attracts a variety of people. So a franchise consultant or a broker really does help in showing them if this is potentially a good fit or not. Or if they already believe it is a good fit, come straight to our website and take a look. What's really nice about the way it starts when someone wants to engage with Naturals to Go to learn more about our business and our business model, it's not a sales process. It's an educational process. And it starts with watching a tutorial, a webinar tutorial. It doesn't even start with engaging. Talk about unattended retail. Our process is unattended retail right from the very beginning, that you watch a one-hour presentation. And we ask those interested parties to determine if they still think this is potentially a good fit they want to learn more about. Then we have them engage with someone. So it's really a hands-off process that allows people to decide themselves, first of all. Then we want to continue to educate them and make sure that it's a good fit both ways, not just for them, but for us as well. It really, because if it's a good fit for us and a good fit for them, this is going to be a family. And that's really the key.
Yeah, that is really the key. It has to be a fit for all parties. We look for a win-win situation, right? Yeah, yeah.
That we do. And interesting, Linda, just one other tidbit of information as I'm thinking of it, when I mentioned franchise consultants and brokers, it is amazing how many professionals that are in that field are also Naturals to Go operators. Because as they started to refer people to us, and watch them grow and expand their business, This is a very scalable business. So people tend to start at whatever size they start at and grow and grow and grow to the size they want to be. And we just heard from many franchise consultants and brokers who were so intrigued by that themselves that it was real, that it happened exactly as we said up front. And they have now bought into it themselves and have their own vending business through Naturals To Go.
Well, that certainly speaks a lot for not just the vending business, but for Naturals To Go and the culture that Naturals To Go has created for these consultants, these brokers, to have access to hundreds of different concepts and to select Naturals To Go as the one that they actually invest in. That speaks a lot.
It does. And if you'll indulge me just a little bit further, I was at our most recent new operator training class. And in that one training class alone, there were four new operators that were all franchise consultants. And I had a chance to sit down with them. Heath Balzerano, our president, and myself was able just to sit and speak with them and thank them for choosing Naturals Go. And it was, they all looked at us like, duh. What else would we choose? It was so exciting and fun to have that interaction with them and see the excitement of them at training. But it's like, hands down, this was the choice for us as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I know that Naturals To Go does a fabulous job in training their new operators. But there's also that ongoing support, which is that safety net for those owner operators that are coming in, and maybe they're brand new business owners for the very first time. Maybe they still have that corporate job. So it's great that you've created that safety net for them so that they feel that they are not just supported in their launch, but any growth plans that they might have as well.
Yes, and that's a very, very important part component of our program. And to elaborate on that just for a moment, we are in unattended retail. That is the opportunity. It typically starts with machines for individuals. It can expand into coffee and different things, but we don't sell vending machines. We never have, we never will. We sell a program, and it's a proven program, and it works. It works, period. It works if you're in California or in Maine, right? It works if you're a man or a woman. It works if the economy is good or not good. The variable is the operator. And does the operator fully utilize all the components of the program? Doesn't mean every single thing is going to go perfect every single time. But if something doesn't go perfect, part of our system, part of our program is to make that right. And all of those components are built into the program. And again, that's what comes back to creating the environment and the culture where people are empowered, where they take ownership of their own business, but they rely on the system and the program that the company provides. And it is a safety net, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Michael, we've come to the end of the show. Are there any final thoughts that you would like to leave the listeners with before we end the show?
Just want to encourage people to pursue what will fulfill them, whether it's Naturals To Go or whether it's something else. Don't stay stagnant. Don't wait. Things have to line up, of course. Funding has to be available, all of these things. But a lot of that takes care of itself when a person begins to pursue their goals and their dreams. Dreams don't have to stay dreams. There's a Chinese proverb that I have quoted for years. And it is that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Oh. I think those are great words to live by.
I love that, Michael. Absolutely. It's all about taking that first step. And it's all, if you don't do something to make the future different today, then in a year, it's going to look exactly the same. And you will still have those dreams that you could have put into reality, and you could have had that tree if you had just planted that seed.
So, exactly.
Well, folks, thanks so much for joining us today on Vibecast. and look forward to seeing you next time. So go out and live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.